Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Annyeong!
Hola!
Hello!
Welcome back!
What My neck popped like as I was bopping to our intro and I'm like, am I paralyzed?
Oh, is it one of those sharp pops that like goes up the back of your head?
It did. I was like minorly scared, but like we must record.
Yeah, the show must go on. Also, not welcome back. Welcome if this is the first episode you're listening to.
Yeah.
But we
That's
hope
so conceited that you think that everyone's coming back, all right?
Well, we hope you are coming back.
What are we talking about today?
So
I feel like I always do that every episode. Yeah. I'm like, all right, Lydia.
Yeah, hurry up. Is that get stupid? I love it. I love it. But today is a deep dive on a topic that I feel like causes a lot of confusion for a lot of people, including us too, because it's constantly changing.
It's me, I'm people, I'm a lot of people.
It's a constantly changing complex, but we are going to deep dive into Hoya verticillata.
Ooh, okay. I wish I had a dun dun dun.
Now, just even starting off right off the bat, there is a gentleman named Padamate. And he created, like, put a ton of research into these Hoya cards. And under verticillata, what we call verticillata, he also wrote the pronunciation for all of the Hoya.
Yeah.
And wow. My guy did the most.
I know. And it's not pronounced verticillata.
No, it's
apparently,
not.
Apparently, there's two ways. There's wire ticillata and a wire ticillata.
Is it spelled like how you spelled it on the
outline?
With like
a W.
Yeah, it's pronounced
I think you misspelled
W.
it on the outline.
Wire ticillata.
Yeah.
Wire ticillata.
I need my guy to print these in like 8x11.
So it has a guide pronunciation for specific epithet, verticillata, which is how I pronounce it.
Yeah.
Is what it's listed on here. But it does say the classical method is wire ticillata. Wire ticillata. Wire ticillata. I think if I say it fast, it sounds like normal. But anyway, it's not a V, it's a W. But that's very common in like, isn't that common in Spanish? Or V's and B's. B is...
No, everything has its own name and sound in Spanish.
Yeah, but like 20 is like kind of sounds like V, but it's... Or B, but it's V written. Like 20.
How do you... 20 is V, like Victor.
Okay.
But we do have two, like, be chiquita, be grande. Anyway.
Isn't that interesting? But anyway, we're just going to...
No, but my mind is shook.
I know.
That's not how we're pronouncing it.
Yeah, but it's okay. We're just going to stick we're just going to stick with verticillata. Just know if you are out there calling and saying it classically as verticillata.
But, no, well, not that. I think we need to censor beep on that one. This is not an explicit podcast.
No, it is not. But I do want to, before we deep dive, give you my guess of what verticillata means. Verti, I'm thinking, is either green or truth, like verdad or verde. But I'm going to guess that has nothing to do with the name of the plant. Like Hoya Bella is beautiful.
If you look on the bottom of the card, it tells you.
Oh. See, this is me doing my like my Jesse philosophy here.
Right here. Read us the etymology on the bottom.
Okay, here we go. Etymology. Referring to a whorl.
A what?
Whorl? Whore? Whorl? Guys, ESL, what word is that? I have never read that word in my life. This thing just insulted my mother. Etymology, referring to a whorl? Whorl?
I can't see it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you'd seen it.
No.
How do you say that?
Referring to a whorl.
Whorl.
W-H-O-R-L, whorl. Well, yeah, that's exactly how you're saying it.
Whorl?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Epidemiology. Etymology. These things are too little. Etymology. Referring to a whorl in a node, in parentheses. So a horl in the node would be like this, like a circle. I'm surprised we don't have a verticillata on the table to like look at and be like, oh, this makes sense.
Okay.
Basically,
it's pronounced whorl.
Oh, whorl.
Whorl. W-H-O-R-L. I think it's pronounced whorl, and it's a pattern of spirals or concentric circles.
Cute.
Okay.
Nothing to do with Jesse philosophy. Of
no, nothing to do with name. Green, but you
or
know,
truth.
I love
a
that
good
journey.
Try.
For you.
I love that for you. Good try.
Okay. So sorry for the messiness at the beginning at the top of this episode, but are these cards still available? Because I want to get a set before they sell out and turn to be $80.
Me too. Before Bo chews on them.
Yeah. So you can find Padamate on Facebook at Hoya Study Corner. Mm-hmm. And this is from the first set, but since then he's actually also made a second set. So you can purchase both of them and they're relatively inexpensive considering like what it is.
Yeah.
It's like under $100, I think, for both of them. So,
and honestly, if you have screen time set on your phone, this is not a screen, you know, you can just go through these physical cards.
Yeah. And these are like a 4x6, almost like, you know, like a classic like photo. So you could even buy, because these are like cards. It's not a book, it's a card. So you can even buy like an album insertion thing and put these in and make a little book. So
oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay, do I just send him a message like, I want to buy your cards?
Yeah, just let him know I heard about your Hoya cards. Would I be able to purchase the sets?
Pro tip. Okay.
Yep. So yeah, so Hoya verticillata.
Yeah, let's give this episode a whirl. A whirl.
A whirl.
Sorry.
Let's do it. So Hoya verticillata has been around for a really long time. It was first published in 1837.
Dang.
Which was a long time ago. Anybody want to do that math?
Long, long time ago. Just see math in here.
It's
more than 100 years.
Yeah.
About 160 years ago? Oh, 1,000 years?
I thought we were not going to do the math.
Oh.
But it was published in 1837, and since then, verticillata has been on just a whirlwind of things. And one of the main reasons we want to talk about...
It's 186, okay, Jesse? Sorry, go. I told you.
He's so smart.
Wow. One of the reasons we wanted to talk about verticillata, though, was it's not just like one species that's out there that we call verticillata. There's so many types of different kinds of verticillata from different regions. But also, there was a big synonymization that happened for verticillata, which means that a lot of Hoya that we knew before, that name doesn't apply anymore. And now it's umbrellaed underneath verticillata. So we're going to talk about that today.
Good.
So that reminds me a little bit of with the macrophylla. Is that one that got synonymized into latifolia?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I feel less.
Very
unsmart.
Similar. Yeah. Kind of how the Hoya that we knew as Croniana, found out it's not a true Croniana and it got synonymized under
Okay,
Akinosa,
those are fighting so. Words, Lydia.
Yeah, so, but that's a, that's a topic for another day.
Yes.
Yeah. But because, because verticillata, like there's so many synonymizations that happened, it's found everywhere across Asia. Like you can find it from throughout Asia, within the Indian subcontinent to South China, West Central Malaysia. So some of the names that were attached to verticillata were places like Borneo, the Himalayas, Laos, Java, Myanmar, Sulawesi, Sumatra. And so literally this Hoya is all over the place.
It's a big umbrella.
Yeah. Huge, but also want to just mention, so verticillata, one of the infro species underneath verticillata is verticillata var verticillata. And so we're also going to, like whenever we're talking about verticillata, one of the big umbrellas is that verticillata var verticillata, which a lot of the Hoyas have been synonymized under. So,
and when you see that written out, Hoya verticillata var, V-A-R dot, that means... Or stands for variety?
Variety.
So mm-hmm. Hoya verticillata, variety verticillata.
Yeah, there was a word you said, infra.
Infra species. So that means it's a rank underneath the species. Okay. So it's not like just Verticillata, but it's a species underneath that. So it's ranked underneath. Yeah.
Oof.
But it's a whole complex, lots of varieties that we will be talking about. So some of the, I mean, there's a lot of Hoya out there right now that we still see called the formally known name. Like, what are some ones that you guys have seen?
Parasitica, because that was the first one that I was like, I got corrected on.
Mm-hmm, the Cuta,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Hot CI.
Yeah. I have my Acuta, my variegated, but it's not a Cuta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Weberge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But Weberge, so there is not a Hoya named Weberge.
No, I don't believe so.
But Karen.
I know. Unless there's like a true form, but I'm not sure. But I think the confusing part for a lot of people when it comes to Verticillata is when you look at the foliage, they don't look the same.
Yeah.
They look very different. And I feel like a lot of times when people are looking for names for Hoya, you go based off of, well, this is what my foliage looks like. What plant do you think it is?
Mm-hmm. Mm. But when they name it, they care about the flower structure.
Right. And so when that synonymization happened, it happened because all of these Hoya had almost identical flower shapes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild to me because you're right. Latifolia was a big one that a lot of things were synonymized under. And you have the Sarawak, or is that, that's a Latifolia.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a Latifolia.
But then you have the Macrophylla and they have completely different foliage structures.
Mm-hmm.
Like shapes, everything, but their flowers are the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
I know.
But
so
also confusing.
I know. So there's tons and tons of Hoya where the foliage does not look the same. And you're like, this looks like an entirely different Hoya. How is it the same? But they saw the flowers and they were like, same flower, same plant.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense now that I've seen so many Lacunosa blooms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, same flower. But the leaves themselves can be so different.
So different, yeah.
The foliage itself is so, like, there's such a variety. But I'm getting the same flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the interesting thing, though, for Verticillata, because we do have a lot of different Lacunosa varieties, and the flowers are the same. The color's the same. The Corona Corollas are, for the most part, very similar, except for, like, a couple that we've personally seen. But for Verticillata, there are, besides, like, the look of them, like the shape of them, color wise, there are some differences, which I think is shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Shocking. Because they're like some of the colors are very different.
Yeah.
But there's so many different colors that can see. Yeah. And color differences in the corona, which is that inner part of the flower, and the corolla, which is the outer
there's
part.
Like, there's like green corolla. Mm-hmm. There is pink corolla. There's white corolla. There's
creamy
yellow. Yeah.
Yeah. So some of the most common corolla colors observed in Verticillata are the white, pink, and yellow. And sometimes there's even variation in that where like the yellow is like more pastel, or the pink is like a little bit more pastel, or the pink is super vibrant. But then when you look at the corona, there's also a wide difference of colors too. There's pink, green, yellow, white, purple, brown, and some of them are lighter, some of them darker. So a huge difference. So you would think like, oh my gosh, there's so much variation. But if you look at the flower itself, that reflex corolla, like you can tell, oh, okay, that's the same flower.
Yeah. I really like this one that's like white, where the reflex corolla is like white, but then it fades to red.
Mm-hmm.
Or it, I guess it doesn't fade, but unfades to red.
But some of them, like even the corona, like it starts out white and then the tip is like pink. Like just crazy how much variation there is in nature. Literally crazy.
Okay, so let's just talk about the flower specifically. What are what are the defining characteristics of a Verticillata flower?
Yeah, we'll post a picture also on our show notes and also on Instagram. But definitely, if you look at the bloom, the umbel, there are multiple buds on there.
Mm-hmm.
almost like similar to how like Finlaysonii flowers are. There's just, it looks like almost like 20, 30 different buds on the umbel.
Oh yeah. It's not like a retusa that has just like a single little bloom there.
It's a whole full umbel of flowers.
It's a whole bouquet. Mm-hmm.
And then, and it almost like it's circular. It's like an orb of flowers. Mm-hmm. And the, like you stated earlier, the corolla, what are the characteristics of the corolla?
It's reflexed.
Reflexed.
Mm-hmm. A nice reflexed corolla, which we talked about in our bloom episode, means that the corolla, when it opens, when the flower bud opens, it goes all the way back.
Yeah. And the corona of the verticillata, it's not flat. It is upright.
Yes.
So they're kind of like the star is kind of pointing upwards. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And it has like that, because I feel like whenever, you know, people who aren't super into Hoya, whenever they think of like a classic Hoya flower, like I feel like this is something that they would probably think of. Like
you do.
A classic, you know, corona that's like star-shaped and the corolla is reflexed black on an umbel of like a whole, you know, bunch of blooms. Mm-hmm. It just has that very classic Hoya look. But to make things even more confusing...
I love that for us.
Yes,
yes. So Hoya verticillata was synonymized, and there's a lot of different, you know, Hoyas that were synonymized under verticillata. They synonymized it and then decided, no, we don't want these under the verticillata complex anymore, and they took them out.
Oh my goodness.
So love that for us.
Psych.
So what did they name that other group?
You've been punked. Now let's move you back out.
Yeah.
First of all, though, before mm-hmm. before we continue that, you state they, this is usually botanists mm-hmm. that are analyzing holotypes or analyzing spec sheets and deciding, and even real life specimens, and deciding like, no, this no longer belongs here, or this belongs under this, you know, category, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not just like collectors or just, you know, random people out there making that decision. It definitely is like the botanists who are out in the field really analyzing each of these species and determining, okay, should this remain its own or does it need to be synonymized and does it belong under a complex? Like, is this something bigger than just that one species itself?
Okay.
And so one of the ones that was recently moved out of the verticillata complex was Nicholsonii.
Oh, okay. So Nicholsonii was synonymized and then they moved it out, or?
It was synonymized under verticillata and then they decided actually, no, it's not going to be synonymized, and they pulled it out. So Nicholsonii is its own species.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Another common one that we see in the Hoya community is Helwigiana, which Helwigiana was also synonymized under the verticillata complex, but they took it out. So Helwigiana is also recognized as its own species.
Nice.
Wow.
Do you have a Helwigiana?
I used to. It's nothing special, though, so I got rid of it.
Ouch.
Do you have a Helwigiana?
No, but I want one.
How long have you wanted one, just since this episode started?
No, I wanted one for a long time because of the funny name.
Oh, yeah.
Helwigiana.
Oh, my gosh. Of course.
Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey guys, Lydia here.
And Adam. As some of you may know, we co-own a online Hoya plant shop. Well, mostly Hoya. It's called The Green Plant. We're always so grateful that our passions have led us to have the ability to share some of our favorite genus with you.
We aim to have a restock at least 1 to 2 times a month and always post the most carefully and beautifully growing plants. And supporting us keeps our dream alive. And we love seeing the plants we have lovingly curated growing in your homes.
If you're in the United States and ever looking for new Hoya babes to add to your collection, just give us a browse at www.thegreenplantaz.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at thegreenplant.az, where we always post restock alerts on our stories. And you can also sign up for our newsletter at the bottom of our shop website. And now, back to our episode. But remember, before we knew about this synonymization, when there were all of these other type of Hoya that we would call acuta and parasitica mm-hmm. and potsy and Weibergiae.
Okay, I still call them that because I printed those labels and those labels are forever.
Or I still say like Hoya verticillata mm-hmm. FKA parasitica, like yeah. formerly known as. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'll do that too. I remember one of the first parasitica that I ever got was the heart-shaped one, mm-hmm. the heart-shaped with silver. Have you guys seen, though, that there's full silver ones of that now?
No, I had not.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
I have a heart splash one.
It almost looked like a Sarawak, but with full silver. And I was like, I need that.
I know. I have a vine of mine that went full silver like that. And every time I cut it back, it just gets a little bit more splash until it goes full silver. And now I have three of them. So I'm hoping that they will give me full silver leaves again.
Boom.
I know.
Well, I'll call it whatever you want me to call it. As long as I can get a little snip of that.
So, and I know... Not all of us are going to have all the answers. So technically, if you call it Hoya parasitica, you're not wrong in saying that because it's been synonymized under verticillata. I mean, yeah, it would be better if you said Hoya verticillata. But when I think of synonymized, I think like, okay, well, it's the same, but you can still use it. Or is it just faux pas to use like that old name?
You should use verticillata. Okay. Yeah, because now they're under verticillata. So that's the correctly recognized name. But I think there's nothing wrong with saying like formerly known as potsy or formerly mm-hmm. known as acuta, because then I think that'll bring more awareness. Like if someone were to see that, they'd be like, oh my gosh, I have that plant. I have it as acuta, but I guess it's called verticillata now, you know? Yeah. So that's why I still do it. And for people to just still know like, oh, okay, I bought this as acuta, but now it's verticillata. So then they don't end up buying the same plant either.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's usually how I find out that things are synonymized is when other people label them like that. And I'm like, oh, thank you for the info.
But also a little bit of devil's advocate. If I'm speaking as like a year and a half, me Hoya collector who didn't have a single bloom, I purchased every one of those varieties and I don't necessarily mind because the foliage is so different.
Yeah.
Like if you're a foliage girl, because I'm kind of a foliage girl.
Yeah.
Like how would I go up to a seller and be like, I want these 10 different kinds of verticillata?
Well, I think it's good to have pictures, but I'm saying more like if you had what used to be Hoya parasitica with splash, and then you see now Hoya verticillata with splash, and they're the same plant, like you don't want someone to then buy that because they think it's something different. Oh, like it's okay. Still, yeah, it's still the exact same plant, like in that sense. But if you're trying to get like different types of verticillata because the foliage looks different, girl, go for it. Even like for different flowers.
Yeah, because I need Hoya verticillata, formerly known as acuta variegated, outward marginated variegated.
Outer variegated.
Yes.
You want the outer variegated one?
Yes.
I think I have the inner.
But see, as a buyer, how do I put that out there without being like...
Well, girl, we live in a world where there's technology. Send a picture.
Yeah.
No, but like, I know you guys. Yeah. Like, I'm comfortable with that. But like, you know, if... Or I don't know. I guess I'm just saying like I would still have grace with people who use the old names. Like if I just got into this hobby yesterday and one person told me it was acuta and I said that and then somebody was like, no, you're wrong. Goodbye.
Yeah, not to be like that, but I think it is important to recognize that these mm-hmm. plant names have changed because there's a scientific reason behind it. And if we as collectors continue to use the old name, then it's just going to muddle the fact that those aren't recognized species anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And it's actual science, actual work.
I'm or not people saying, will think like, oh, that's an entirely different plant, which it looks like a different plant. And that's correct. Like you can buy it because the foliage looks different, but you don't want to muddle the work that, you know, scientists are doing.
No, I can definitely see both sides, but I definitely have seen the uglier side online of like,
yeah,
you're wrong and like, you're going to be wrong forever and everyone shames you. And I'm like, okay, like guys, somebody's
we're just doing
this
our
up.
Best here.
Yeah. Yeah. Kindness goes a long way.
Yeah.
And grace, because we're all learning, like, no, but none of us knows all the information.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe like a year down the line, we're going to have to like, re-edit this episode and be like, okay, that whole chunk was wrong, but
we're wrong,
yeah. But you're still listening, which means you forgive us.
Okay. Oh, I never thought about that.
I'm just okay. Since we're talking about learning moments, I just have to say, I was re-listening to our Bella episode, and in the Bella episode, I couldn't remember what the spur was on the peduncle of a Hoya, and we called it a spath. Mm. And it's not a spath. So, you know, we get things wrong. Like, we're all learning, you know?
I have seen it listed both ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have seen it listed online in forums and that as a spath, too.
Mm.
Haven't you?
Yeah, but that's just wrong.
It could be right, but I've just seen it written as spur, so... Maybe spath is right too, but I'm sticking with spur.
Yeah.
And so if that's not right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Which brings us to
do you
this
feel better
whole...
now that you got that off your chest?
Yes, okay, yes. Because it would haunt me every time I heard it. I'd be in the car and be like, ooh.
And we can blame the incorrect information all on Lydia. Nothing
all
on Adam
her
or me.
Fault. Nope, nope. Never done anything. Yes. I've never done anything wrong.
But for you Hoya collectors,
her cheeks are so red just from like the potential of possibility that she said something wrong being out there. It's a joke, guys.
But while we were preparing this episode, because there's so much information to know about verticillata, and I don't know, I think it's important to like ask other people in the community, like, what have you been seeing? Like, what are some things that maybe we should bring up? And we talked to Rachel Collette Conroy.
Woo,
who,
Rachel.
Yeah, who she like knows so much information, right?
Speaking of someone who mm-hmm. handles identification questions with grace, kindness,
yes,
abounding.
Yeah.
I'm in a Hoya identification group because I believe she told me to join it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
she was
okay,
like,
cool.
Stop asking me.
And
no, I'm just kidding.
No, she wasn't. Because I haven't asked her. Well, maybe I have. But every once in a while, I'll open up Facebook and a question comes up on there. And she has like a paragraph of just like being so nice to like explain why something mm-hmm. is way. And I'm just like, girl, you have the patience of a saint.
I know. And I'm glad that, you know, she's sharing that. And she's doing some amazing work too. She's part of STEMA Journal.
Yes.
And really just doing the most out there. So thank you for Rachel for sharing your knowledge with us. But some of the ones that, you know, we were talking about that we still see out there that are synonymized under the verticillata complex, but still go by the formally known name. One of them is Amoena from Java.
Oh, yeah.
And it was... located from Java, but Amoena is now under the verticillata complex.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one that I actually used to have, but I no longer have, is species Bogar, which was also located from Bogar, but people are still calling it that, and that has also been synonymized under verticillata. Hoya Citrina IML0734 is now also under the verticillata complex. So a lot of things. And just like aside from the ones that we've talked about, so many other ones. And we're not going to like sit here and name all dozens and dozens of them. And we'll, you know, be sure to upload this information onto our show notes so you guys can see it. But there's just so many out there. Those are just kind of the common ones that are in like the online world that we see.
Yeah, that's so incredible how many different foliages, I guess, fall under that umbrella.
See, I think you're still, you got to rewire your brain on that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I get it. I struggle with it too, because you think foliage, like this is a defining characteristic of a plant, but they don't care what those leaves look like. They just want to see those genitals.
I get it. Like now that I've had blooms, but before my collection was all foliage.
Girl, same.
So I'm still stuck there.
Like we said earlier in this podcast journey, like I used to just say like, I'll never have a Hoya bloom. So I'm just buying them for the foliage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now here you are.
Well, there's still a lot that I've never bloomed.
Oh.
There are a bunch under the Wabershi. Yeah.
The interesting thing.
See, the thing is.
Fired.
That's why I said Wabershi, because in my brain I'm thinking, like, how sad it would be, because Ava Karen.
Yeah, it was named after
and
her.
And she had a Hoya that Dale Kloffenberg named after her. Hoya Wabershi. That then the botanists are like, psych, we're moving this under verticillata. So that was like, if we created a Hoya named it after you, and then people are like, actually, no, this is going to be this. I would be so upset.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because worked so hard to get you guys to include me in this. Do they preserve that in any way other than like kind of word of mouthy?
Like in a public, I think to have something named after you, it has to be published.
Yes.
Not like, so a publication could be like P.S. the Hoyan, which Christine Burton did, or Fraterna, which Ted Green did, or even Stemma now. They could publish a name of a Hoya in there, and that would be considered a published, you know, article. So that's, so that will live out there, but also the publication that says we've synonymized this under verticillata will also live out there.
Yeah. But I think that's why it's nice to be able to still recognize like, oh, this is verticillata, but it was formerly known as Wabershi. So then almost still like that history from that still remains intact in that plant, you know, oh, like this is the Hoya that used to be this, and just kind of like remembering that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ava Karen was so sweet and sent me a cutting of her verticillata, formerly known as Wabershi, like from her collection. And it was one of those things where she's like, I'd love to send you a piece of this. And I was like, okay, great. But it was me not realizing that people didn't understand that the summer in Arizona.
Yeah, it's really bad.
And all of a sudden I was like, there's a package. And it's been there for 6 years. No, it hasn't. It was not. I got it right away, but
toasty.
Yeah, it was bad.
Aww.
Like in the middle of like those 110 degrees.
And I did tell her. She asked. I wasn't going to tell her, and then she asked me, and I was like, "Here's the sitch."
Aww.
The verticillata,
formerly known as Wabershi,
is dead.
It has joined its former name.
Yeah.
Which, for those of you guys who don't know, Ava Karen Weiberg was one of the first founding members of the Swedish Hoya Society.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And she so generously wrote a story for us, for Ted Green.
Mm-hmm. And she still continues to be part of the Hoya Telegraph Journal for the Swedish Hoya Society. So a lot of great things. But yeah, there are so many Hoya that have been synonymized under verticillata. Honestly, some of these I haven't even heard of. Some of them aren't even Hoya.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing.
And I don't understand how that is, but it is. That's what it says. So
we're going with it.
I know. So what we're going to do is, because there's so many on here, like it would be probably very boring to hear us just name off dozens of Hoya names. So we're going to go ahead and link the KEW, which has a lot of great Hoya information. I was talking to Rachel about it, and it's hard to stay up to date, like up until like the millisecond that something comes out, but they're pretty good about trying to stay up to date with the information. So they're part of the Royal Botanical Garden, and they have a huge botanical database that has information. So even if you're just a collector, and you know, if you're looking at your Hoya and you ever wonder like, I wonder if this name is still the name of this Hoya, like you can pop onto the KEW, put in the Hoya name, and look up and see if that's still, you know, a legitimate name, or if it's been synonymized, reclassified. You know, there's so many things that can happen with Hoya, especially with how quickly things are changing right now. So that's something that you can do.
Yeah. And it's super easy to actually do the name lookup, because if you go to the Q website, like I just typed in Hoya Wabershi. So it says that it was first published in Fraterna, and then it says right underneath us, the name is a synonym of.
Mm-hmm.
Synonym, same. That's how I always remember that.
Love that.
Same.
You know, another thing that Rachel had brought up that I thought was genius. So we've talked about these botanists several times here now, just mentioning like publications that they've done and some of the work that they've done. But three botanists that are really out out there spearheading a lot of the work with Hoya are Mikel Rada, Nathalie Simonson, and Sri Rahayu. And she had even said, like, put in a Hoya name and then put in their name afterwards. And a lot of times, like, if they've published something, it'll Google and pop up.
Oh, because they...
Wow. Yeah, because a lot of times they're the ones that are publishing the, like, the newer work that's coming out.
Yeah, and they and in the new publications, they do reference, like, older Hoya names.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a good pro tip.
I know, I know. So that's something that I'm going to be using going forward, too. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Because, like, for us, you know, we sell Hoya, and we want to try to stay up with the information as much as possible, but it's hard.
Yeah. I think, like we've said earlier, like there's a lot of grace and kindness that comes along with this, but once you have the knowledge, once you know what should be done, if you're actively not doing that, I think that's kind of like, that gives me the ick a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially as a seller, I would say, like, yeah. I'm not a seller. So like what I do in my house isn't going to affect a whole lot, but like you guys as sellers or other sellers that I see.
As for me in my house, we call it the parasitica.
Yes.
Yes, we do. This right here is a potsy.
Anyway, but you guys as sellers like have a little bit more responsibility, in my humble opinion, to put forth the correct names or like the most up-to-date names. Obviously, like if you get it wrong once or twice, like nobody's gonna, you know, we should also give you grace, but you know.
See, but I say that, but have I changed calling Sansevieria Dracaena? No. And I kind of refuse to.
Oh, me neither. Oh, because Sansevieria cannot be Dracaena. Okay. It just cannot.
They do have the same flower. They do.
But somebody out there is saying they the do. Same thing about?
Yeah, me.
Sansevieria and Dracaena. No.
I'm the promise.
The Dracaena scientists are out there cringing right now.
Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah. You know, I totally get it. And we're not trying to be like, oh, you need to do this or do that. Yeah. But I think like a lot of times it's hard to find information. And these days it's getting easier because more people are interested, but it's still hard. Mm-hmm. So just like putting it out there, and you don't know until you know. So, you know, hopefully this was
you don't know
helpful.
Until you know.
Until you know.
I would say though that Hoya Identification Group is a nice group to join. So if you have Facebook, if you're that kind of person that likes to look in Facebook groups, join that group. And if you ever have a question, just like search the name, because you can search in Facebook groups. And chances are someone has already asked that. But if they haven't,
make your own posts.
Yeah.
But
there are some very smart people in that group.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I think that also like goes to say a lot of times, like back in the day, even when I would ask for identification, I would base it so much on foliage. But flowers are so, so important, you know, to have that Hoya bloom, to really know what it is. Like just going back to our Toriel episode and how her and Nathalie Simonson sat down and waited for these Hoyas to bloom before they published it and made it, you know, into a official species. Like the blooms are so important.
And that's why Toriel traveled 5 hours in an evening when she heard a Hoya was blooming.
And why I came to Adam's house tonight.
With a Hoya.
With a Hoya
that
just bloomed so that we could all experience this together.
And why it's also important to pH balance your water and use a blooming nutrient to get those blooms.
I'm sitting over here wishy-washing because I've pH balanced once in my life. And look at this bloom. Neither of you got this bloom before I did. I'm plant mama.
You also didn't grow that plant. I did. And I do pH balance.
You're dunk mama.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm plant mommy.
Oh, okay.
Gracias.
Okay.
No, it was dunk dominatrix.
No, that's Lydia.
Once she gets blooming,
once she joins the train. I'm just kidding.
What were the other ones I said? Dunk dominatrix, dunk duchess. Dunk Duchess is also a very good one. And Dunk Darling. Yeah. She's our little Dunk Darling.
All of these are trademarked.
Trademarked. Let's Talk Hoya.
Registered to Let's Talk Hoya.
Oh, all right.
Verticillata. So that was some verticillata information.
Oh gosh, stop it.
And there is honestly more out there. So if you guys want to dive
a lot of more.
God.
Then I'm done. I had to. She didn't get it the first time.
So if you guys want to dive even deeper, I am going to link onto our show notes some articles and publications that you can read. Also the KEW and an article by Mikel Rada. So a lot of great resources that you can look into and look up to, you know, read up on some verticillata information. Because verticillata is like a classic at this point. So
yeah. And it's a wide-reaching species.
Yes.
Absolutely. Also, I am going to toot Lydia's horn for her because she's not a horn tutor, but she does spend a lot of effort on these show notes and they look wonderful and they're very nicely done. So please do head over to thegreenplantaz.com. You'll see a Let's Talk Hoya show notes section, but also we try to link them in the episode description.
Mm-hmm. You've but convinced me. I'm going to take a look.
There is a lot of effort.
You never looked at?
Oh, gosh.
No, I haven't.
She truly does put in a lot of effort and kind of summarizes the entire episode and links everything. I'm trying to not start a fight. But seriously, guys, check them out. And thank you, Lydia, for doing that every episode.
I'm not surprised.
Wait, how did we get there? So anyway, Lydia was saying...
Show notes. Show notes. It's where you can find...
Yeah, there'll be a lot more information in the show notes.
Yeah, but thanks for joining us today and listening to us chat about verticillata. Hopefully this was a helpful, informational episode.
And maybe you learned something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I learned lots. I did. Yeah.
I learned lots. After you're done listening, head over to Instagram, our Instagram specifically, at lets.talkhoya, and send us a photo of your favorite verticillata.
Yes.
Or maybe the one plant that you have that you didn't know was a verticillata until today.
And now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cue star across the sky, the more you know. But for real, guys, leave us a review. Tell us you love us because we love reading those.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram at lets.talkhoya, where you can get a lot of behind the scenes. Like when we're recording, like tonight, we post pictures. Jesse really does the mostest there. And you kind of get a behind the scenes look, but also just, you know, a fun little Instagram moment.
Yes.
And you can follow us individually. My Instagram is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Adios.
Bye.